The Gemara Nizbach in Daf Ayin Zayin, which also appears on Daf Ayin Dalid and on Daf Pei, records two novel Hatirin that when used in combination can be matir a tarayves of Isser Behatir. These two novel Hatirim are mentioned by Rabbi Eliezer, and they are, number one, if you have a tarayves with one measure, one unit of Isser amongst many of Hatir, so then if one unit from the tarayves, you don't know whether that unit is Isser or Hatir, but if one unit leaves the tarayves and is destroyed, then the tarayves can be mutter. The Gemara qualifies this and says that it only works in combination with the second thing, with amigo, amitoich, hoil. You have to eat the remainder of the tarayves two by two. And that way, since amongst those two that you're eating at once, there's for sure one of Hatir, we say amigo that one is for sure Hatir, the other one is probably Hatir also. I'm not going to discuss the second part of the kula so much. The first part certainly deserves our attention. And the chakira that we want to ask with regard to this first hatter, that if avad echad min ha-tarayves, if some one piece of the tarayves, one ring from the tarayves that contains mutter rings and avodah zarah rings, if one ring was destroyed or drowned under sea, if one cup of blood from a tarayves which contains pasul cups and kosher cups is brought already to the Mizbeach and is destroyed, so then you can assume that the remainder of the rings or the remainder of the cups are mutarim behanoah or mutarim to be makriv on the Mizbeach. And the question is, what is the logic, what is the mechanics that underlie this critical heter? Does the heter rely upon classical bittul? Classical bittul, that the roiv of the tarayves is mevatel, the miut of the tarayves. Because after all, the iser is a miut. What prevented it from becoming batel was the fact that it was a davar chashuv, or something similar to that. But now, once there's a possibility that the iser is no longer in the tarayves, so the roiv is going to be mevatel, the miut. So essentially, by destroying one ingredient, one unit from this tarayves, you have allowed bittul to take place. Almost the same as when you have a davar chashuv in tarayves, and then you negate its chashivos. It's a barrel, and you open the barrel. It's a chashuva type of fruit, and you chop it in half, and therefore loses its chashivos. So the same thing over here. You had an iser which was vadai b'toicha tarayves, and then when you tossed out one unit from the tarayves, it becomes a safik iser in the tarayves, not a vadai iser. So even though a vadai iser is going to resist bittul, a safik iser is not going to resist bittul, and therefore, ultimately, the mechanism which allows this tarayves to become mutter is a mechanism of bittul. Or do we say that no? That by Avad Echad Mihem, the mechanism which is matir, the remainder of the tarayves, is not classical bittul, but rather it's something else. What else is it? One of two possibilities, for a total of three possibilities. Again, the first possibility is that it's because of bittul. The second possibility is that it's midin safik. As long as there's a full tarayves, so you know that in this tarayves, there's a vadei iser. So therefore, if we think about how to classify, how to label this tarayves, it's what we call a vadai tarayves iser. It is something, it is a mixture which certainly contains an iser. And the vadai tarayves iser. But once you take away one and create the possibility that the one which was thrown away and destroyed was the iser, and that the remainder of the tarayves is entirely hetter, it's no longer a vadai tarayves iser, but rather it's a safik tarayves iser. It may be a tarayves which has its iser and hetter in it, but it may also be a tarayves which does not have iser and hetter in it. And even though a tarayves which certainly contains iser may be entirely forbidden, because the tarayves is viewed as a single entity, and as such, the iser can expand and cause the remainder of the tiroides to be forbidden. But once it's only a sophic tiroides, once there's a chance that this tiroides really is only heter, beheter, beheter, beheter with no iser in it, so therefore, it's not that same chefta shel iser as a vadai tiroides iser. Yeah, the same way that an iser vadai is going to be aser, but an iser sophic may be motor. The same thing, a tiroides which has iser vadai, meaning a tiroides which is certainly tiroides iser, is going to be aser. But something which is only potentially, possibly a sophic iser, so possibly and potentially only a tiroides shel iser, but we can't say that it's a tiroides shel iser with certainty, so it's the same thing, it's like a sophic iser, and therefore it's mutter because it's a sophic. It's a sophic tiroides. That's why it's mutter, not because of bittel. No, the iser, if it's still there, is not batel. But because it's a sophic tiroides, therefore it'll be mutter. That's my second possibility about why it's mutter. Third possibility is the etzem, it's not bittel and it's not sophic. But there is a certain sensitivity that you need to ensure that Jews are not going to eat isurim. Or at least they're not going to certainly eat isurim. You have to make sure that there's a statistical possibility that no Jew eats an iser. Otherwise, it will be gross negligence to serve this tiroides at a meal, even though there may be 100 guests at the meal, and only one of them is going to get an iser. But that's horrible. That statistically, there's a 100% certainty that one of your guests is getting an iser. That's horrible. So therefore, you have to make sure that statistically, there's a chance that a Jew is not going to eat the iser, and that can only be ensured by getting rid of one of them. Getting rid of one of them. Okay, these are my three possibilities. Obviously, each one has certain things that are going for it and certain things that are going against it. I want to discuss primarily one nafgamina between the first possibility and the second and third possibilities. And then nafgamina relates to bittul iser lechatchila. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that there's a tripartite halacha regarding bittul iser lechatchila, that going ahead and creating a situation in which an iser will be batal. You have a tiroides right now, or maybe not even a tiroides, and you put the iser into a tiroides in such a way that the heter will be mevatel the iser. So first thing the Gemara in Gittin says that doing so is asr lechatchila. It's machloikas toisus neraivik, whether it's asr lechatchila midiraisa or asr lechatchila midirabbanan, but everyone agrees, halacha lemaisa, it's asr lechatchila. You can't take a piece of iser and put it into heter, which has 60 times its volume. That's bittul iser lechatchila. You can't do it. Second halacha that the Gemara tells us in Gittin is that if you were mevatel iser lechatchila, if you deliberately did this, then the bittul doesn't take effect. The entire tiroides remains asur. And the third halacha that the Gemara tells us in Gittin is that if you did it b'shoigig, if you were unaware of this prohibition against being mevatel iser lechatchila, or if you were unaware as to the iser status of the iser which you placed into the tiroides, or if you were unaware that placing the iser into the tiroides would be mevatelit, so then the tiroides becomes muteres. Loi kansinon shoigig atu mezid, under certain circumstances. Not under all circumstances, under certain circumstances, we say that loi kansinon shoigig atu mezid. So the question becomes, what happens if a person bemezid, or first of all, may a person bemezid get rid or destroy one ingredient in this tiroides in order to use this heter of Rabbi Eliezer, that if avad echad miham, the remainder are mutarim? So lechayra, it's pashut that if the mechanics behind this heter are that it enables bittul to take place, because even though an iser vadai won't be batel, but a safik iser will be batel, so then lechayra it should be aser to be mevatel, to be mashlich and ma'abid one ingredient of the tiroides lechatchila, and also lechayra if he was mevatel, if he was me'abid one ingredient from his tarayves lechatchila, then the remainder should remain aser, because we're koinis, we make a knas, a penalty on people who are mevatel iser lechatchila. So that's lecha'ura what you have to say, and that is indeed the shitas ha'tosvos. However, without going into it now, I believe that Tosvos in general holds that the reason that this tarayves is mutares is not because of bittul, it's not a din in bittul at all, instead it's a din in safi, the second sad that we mentioned, that there seems to be evidence that that's shitas ha'tosvos, which would mean that Tosvos holds that the laws which govern bittul iser through the bittul mechanism, and the laws which govern being matir and iser through the safik mechanism are very similar to one another. In general, we can ask how much of safik is necessary for bittul. There's a Rashi Ksavyan on Ayin Aleph, which says that every single case of bittul only works because there's a safik component to it. And one might say, obviously, safik doesn't always have bittul, but bittul may always have safik. So Tosfos would seem to be drawing the halachas that govern bittul and the halachas which govern safik closer to one another, that just like it's asur to be mevatel in iser lechatchila, it's also asur to be matir in iser lechatchila using safik drabanan, to create a situation where safik drabanan lekula will kick in and be matir the iser. Which is very interesting, considering that Tosfos in other places seems to say explicitly that it's mutter to create a situation of svek sveka lechatchila, and it's also mutter to create a situation of called the parish miruba parish lechatchila. We have to wonder, if lefi Tosfos, what's the difference between creating bittul lechatchila and creating a single safek lechatchila, which is aser and which is subject to the knas, as opposed to creating a svek sveka lechatchila and creating called a parish meruba parish lechatchila, which Tosfos says is mutter lechatchila and has no knas whatsoever. I think there's a resolution to this, which we're not going to go into now. But I want, again, two main studim are maybe if one of them is ne'evad, it's mutter because of bittul, because a vaday iser is not going to be batel, but a safek iser will be batel. Or maybe the second sad is that it's not because of bittel, but rather because of safek, because a vaday ta'royves is aser, but a safek ta'royves is going to be mutter, even though there's no bittel, but it's, since it's a safek ta'royves, it'll be batel. We thought maybe an afkamina between these would be whether the iser of bittel iser lechatchila and the knas which is attached to it applies to this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer of Avad Echad Mehem or not. We see that Tosfos seems to think that just like there's an Isser to be Matir Isser Lechatchila and a Knas with the mechanism of Bittul, there's the same Isser and the same Knas to be Matir and Isser via Safik Dirabanan.